Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Psalm 18. Psalm chapter 18, from verse 31 all the way down. You can stay there. Just from up to verse 36. Now I want you to look at this scripture on your screen. I have just 30 minutes to do this. We have use preaching time to sing. The key to victory in spiritual warfare is that you must be in the spirit. You must be spiritual. You have to be spiritual. If not, you will not know how to attack what is in front of you. See, the problem now is not the message to preach. I'm on the express. The problem is, I want to see if I can dovetail into the prophetic realm of dreams. Am I clear at the back? Give me that scripture. From verse 31, for who is God save our Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Next verse. For it is God that guardeth me with strength. You know, I was talking about strength in the first service. He is the one who makes my way perfect. It's not that you have no fault, but this is heaven's verdict. Abraham misbehaved. But because he believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. God's measuring line is not the same with man. I really don't know how God does it. He looks at a man that has failed in his life, failed morally, maritally, financially, and God says, I want to use you. By all ministerial standards, the moment a man has been married twice, he should not be a pastor. Let me rephrase. The moment he has had two wives, he should not even be climbing the pulpit. In my former church, we will not give him Holy Communion. He will be praying from there. You have two wives. Stay there. Let those with one wife. God has a different perspective. There's a way he does his things, and many times it is safe for you not to make a comment until you are sure what God is saying about that matter. Because most times he's not a man, he will not go in your direction. You may be right too. Who asked Joshua to go and take the city of Jericho? Is it not Jericho? That big city. Was it not the Lord that asked him to go there? When an angel of the Lord appeared to him and he said, on whose side are you on? What did the angel say? He said, I'm not for you. And I'm not for them. Do you understand that in spiritual warfare, many battles were lost not because it was God's way, but when you have a wrong posture, it can determine the outcome of the spiritual warfare, that battle. When you are thinking the person on that desk in your office is the enemy, you have lost the warfare, the battle, because the scripture says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. So these principles are clear. When the scripture says, pray for all leaders, including those who stole election or who rigged it, did the Bible say we should pray for them? Hello? Is it in your Bible? Did the Bible say we should pray for them? Whether I like it or not, did it say we should pray for them? Okay, but did the Bible tell you the kind of prayer to pray for them? The Bible did not say I should bless a thief. The Bible says, say unto the righteous, he shall be well with you. But you are not righteous, so it will not be well with you. Are you still here? When the Bible says we should pray for them, that we may pass our time in peace. Passing our time in peace means that they may be need for judgment. There was a particular king who stood before men and he gave a speech. And people said, oh, Cicero, Cicero, this is the voice of God. And God heard. They have chosen another God. There are some things God cannot share. You understand? He can share your wife with you because she's also his child. But no matter who you are, you cannot touch his glory. That's why you should pray for your pastors. Before they become gold mafias, listen to me. Pray for your pastor. Because, all right. There is an error that can come into a man and make him look like he was never saved. Are you with me? An error can come into a man and it will look like, are you sure that man was actually born again? But it was an error. There's a spirit in the scripture called the spirit of error. Once he comes into a man, you start making destiny eroding mistakes. That man said, oh, I am here. Oh, you people of Israel. Speak. We really don't know what they are saying. But people were clapping. The way we clap, even though we know these people are oppressing us. Don't we clap when we see them? When I was in primary school, we stood on the road to wave to our oppressors. And you must smile. Even though your mom's salary has not been paid, she's a teacher for 6 months, or they have been giving her half salary, but you have to wave. So the Bible did not tell me the kind of prayer to pray. It only said I should pray so that I can pass my time in peace. So occasion will demand the kind of prayer we will pray. There is a king I am seeing very soon that will stretch his hand on the church. And I won't mention his name. And then we have to fly him out because he will be struck. Okay, just keep it somewhere till the day. We'll come back and check. It will look like a small sickness, but they will take him away. And they will battle to save his life. Just keep that one somewhere. Because this year, I don't want anybody to arrest me at the airport. I don't want anything to happen to me. I want to mind my business. Because nobody is paying me. After I prophesied about the UK Prime Minister, they didn't give me visa. They didn't even send me honorarium. So it doesn't matter. If you like, kill yourself. I'm in my father's house. Oh, sorry, I'm in my wife's house. My wife is in my house. Whichever. Listen. God is very jealous about his glory. When the Lord guards you with strength, don't come out and say, you know, when we were making that presentation, I just had an impression. And then I changed the direction of the conversation. That's what killed Herod. Herod didn't think, politically he wasn't doing anything wrong, except that the people put him in trouble. It was the people that said, this is the voice of God. A backsliding nation. The people that were brought out from Egypt, who could not discern the voice of their God again, heard a man speak and say, whoa, wow. It's the same thing we do when somebody comes to church and is teaching us motivational messages. And I say, wow. Motivational message is good. I do it for money. You understand? Is it not to hype you? And then you can jump from this building. Your morale is high. I will raise your morale. But when you jump, I will not be there. And then I collect my money and I charge. I don't charge anything less than 250,000 to raise your morale. But it's not the gospel. You understand? It's what we do to eat. It's not the gospel. Only for somebody to come and they was like, wow, Cicero. And God heard. One of his angels too heard. Somebody said something. The scripture say, and the angel struck him. Now, you may think that struck or that striking was a slap. We don't know. All we know is that the man began to decay. When you see the vengeance of God, it will be clear that this is God. Huh? Somebody started to rot. Do you know how long it takes for a man to die? How many days before his body starts to rot? So you can imagine the progression, instant progression, degeneration of a human body. The guy became a corpse in past tense and started to rot him. Now, you may think that is Old Testament, but it's in the book of Acts. Which means there are certain things about God that will not change. One of the reasons why many of us have failed in place of spiritual warfare is because we are beginning to dance around the place of sharing God's glory. Personally, but we don't know. We call it trend. You have to be extremely careful because you could cross the line without knowing. So God may not want to strike you dead because you belong to Jesus, but he will have to move back so that his vengeance will not go in your direction. That's why many people find themselves in spiritual dry places. Pastor, I don't know why I can't pray. Pastor, I don't know why I'm always oppressed. Go and check your life. There's an idol somewhere. When you sit in front of the mirror and you keep making your face and doing all those things for like an hour, what exactly are you trying to achieve? It's not bad, but it's just let's have a conversation. You really just need to ask. When you tell that guy to do that pattern on your hair. When I was in Kampala, I cut my hair for 15,000. I had to tell the guy to do it because I'm not cutting my hair in a long time. 15,000. We are not cutting hair this year again. 15,000. Do you know how much my guy here in Bagara, do you know how much he charged? 300. When I'm happy, I give him 400. On very good days, 500. Very good days, I'm very rare. 500. I went to Kampala, the guy said, no, 15,000, that's the way we'll do it too. I said, eh. I said, if I just want to shave my beard, say 10,000. I said, eh? But there are a lot of people that are to die. Okay, you know what, just... I'll be in my hotel room. I'll be back in a few minutes. Then they came to call me. So I used to... I had to humble myself. I told the guy, take your time. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Let me enjoy my money. No rush, oh. Oh, my God. It is God that guardeth with strength. The moment you enter into that place and you make that discovery, you must begin to watch out for pride. Pride will deflate and remove the covering that God has put, that thing people have seen around you and they think you are strong. The moment you begin to tell people, this is our job. Look, sir, I know, sir, we can get this thing here tomorrow. This is what we do. I do it every day. It is God that guards with strength. Do you think Samson was a very big and muscular person? Samson was not a big and muscular. If he was, nobody would attribute his strength to a divine power. They would think it's because he walks out and does all those things that, you know. There's a dimension of God's strength that can impart vitality and capacity to the human body. The scripture says it is God. Give me that scripture. It is God that guards me with strength. Next verse. He maketh my feet like iron's feet and set me upon my high places. You see, there's something I want us to understand here. Because there are some of you who are thinking, oh, Pastor, I can't pray for more than 5 minutes. There's a lady. Many years ago, so our father is, our mom is a zonal pastor in one of the popular churches in Ibadan. Like, if you mention the number one Pentecostal church, like mention one and two, it's one of those churches with a bishop. So I was talking to the girl. She was like, Pastor, you know, my mom's a zonal pastor. I said, I know. Pastor, I don't know how you do it too. Just pray. I said, can't you pray? She said, no. I sing. I said, so when you want to pray, what do you say? No, my prayer can't. Even by the time I pray for 5 minutes, I won't know what to say again. Just carry my Bible. In those days, Bible where I carry. I don't carry my Bible. Alakoba. You can't pray for 5 minutes. When we are already trying to market you as one of the daughters of Zion, he says you cannot pray. That even if she prayed, that 5 minutes, she won't know what to say. I'm going for a prayer meeting. Bye-bye. Listen, for those of you who say you cannot pray, it is God that guards with strength. Many of you come to the prayer altar, you say, I want to pray for 3 hours today. I want to pray. You start struggling. How many of you remember, you keep looking at the wristwatch? Like, wow, 20 minutes. Meanwhile, that episode you watched yesterday, 45 minutes, before you knew it, you were already in the second episode. 45 minutes, like, wow. And if you watch my kind of films, one episode could be like 1 hour, 15 minutes. And we have 200 episodes. My own kind of movies, so there are not many. Those Korean people, 200 episodes, you watch it till your prayer life will be destroyed. Shame will not let you come back and say, Father, we declare. You did, because you know where, for the last 3 weeks, 200 episodes, in the night, I know all these things, they are very handy. Watch it on your phone, leave it, carry this one, watch it. Then when you're trying to, because there are some things you cannot watch, you wait, let them, when they go and say, put on the TV. So they kill this guy, shall. That's episode 40. Episode 70, the guy will resurrect. What are you talking about? All of them will die and resurrect. All. The one who died will come and revenge. Then the story is one kind, sir. But we know what we, at the end of the day, we'll ask, okay, so why did we spend 3 weeks? At the end of the day, the two people did not even get married. They were staring at themselves and they said, end of the movie. Like, after all you people suffered. It is God that guards with strength. We must, for those of you say you can't pray, you have to come back to that place where you realize that prayer is a spiritual activity. There is a divine enabling that is rooted in humility. That's why scripture says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he can lift you. Let me tell you how to pray. Let me give you an idea. When you really, really want to pray, I'm not talking about those 5 minutes prayer. When you really want to pray, you come before God, lock your door. First thing, begin to thank him. The second you do, begin to ask for mercy. Not because you have sinned, because you are about to enter into territories where accusations can be raised against you. You didn't get down. I'm not saying you sinned though. The thoughts of your heart will become very plain in the spirit realm. Your motives will be tested. You want to pray? After watching Shaolin Tiger, 200 episodes. Have you ever gone to a place where your mind was like, but you know you are not serious? Like you are talking to yourself, but you know you are not serious. Meanwhile, you are watching. You are practically having fun by yourself. Satan will begin to raise accusation from within you. Number 3, you must ask for mercy because the kind of prayer you need to pray you cannot actually fulfill the requirement. There are certain levels of spiritual position that don't break until you have done a required number of hours. The only problem is that the hours, you may not even know the number. You will just keep praying. I was listening to Apostle Arumelu some time ago, and he said, at a particular point, he was preaching everywhere, but he knew he had lost God. He was getting invitations, but he knew he had lost God. So he decided to go back and look for God where he left him. He said it was an 8 months period of praying. If you are the one, with all these strange gospels they teach us now, they say just believe, receive. You and God have settled. Go home in peace. He said, but the more he kept praying, he realized he had not found that thing yet. So he stayed there. He said 8 months. Until when the presence came back again. He said, then if you invite him, he will tell you, it's not really advisable for you to invite me now. Because the person I'm supposed to introduce to you, I'm also looking for him. It takes a level of humility to actually admit to yourself that you are lost. So you come into the place of prayer and you begin to, like Daniel, repent for the sins of your fathers. Because some of you are battling things that are rooted in the iniquities of your fathers. They are not your sins. But because you share the same bloodline, you are fighting. You are fighting those things. Recently, I realized that my dad had a particular hand gesture. What do you call that? Gesture. And it was always when he drove. It just occurred to me that I was doing exactly what I saw my dad do. Ah, like this thing is familiar. Ah. And I remember sitting behind the car as a boy, and I watched him. He would do that thing like this. And I noticed that without praying or fasting, whenever I was alone, my wife doesn't, because most likely she has not seen. I'll just, and I'm driving. I don't know what he saw in it. I just noticed I was doing the same thing without any invitation to do it. But it felt good. So when you pray, especially when you are dealing with family roots and foundations, you must deal with the issue of thanksgiving. The second, move into the prayer of mercy. First for yourself. For those around you. You must repent for the sins of your parents. Not because they are your sins, but because you share the same bloodline. That was what Daniel did when he wanted to pray. He said he prayed and repented for the sins of his parents. Because there are things about what happened to your parents that you are not privy to, because you are not there. It was the story you could receive that your uncles told you. If you are a pastor and you come from a family with foundational problems, or you are a leader, maybe at the office, you're a manager or something, and you come from a family where people don't rise to the top, even when they are qualified, or where people are known to pass over your head, and they bring a junior person to be your boss. You've seen it happen to your dad, you've seen it happen to your mom or somebody, then you must take this message seriously. Because Satan is not saying don't go to church. He's only telling that as far as your career is concerned, I will make people pass over you. The first time is what? An occurrence. The second time is what? A foundation. Once it happens the third time, what is it? It's a pattern. So in the spirit realm, you will be known that this kind of transaction, we do it here. It's PTA, PTA. It only, even if it doesn't go through in other place, in this family, no matter how holy they are, they must marry second wife. And you will not know. You cannot operate in the realm of the spirit, especially in the area of spiritual warfare, if you are ignorant. You have to understand the nature of what you are dealing with. Abraham loved fair women, fair ladies. Isaac grew up without any tutorial from his father, also fell in love with a fair woman. Same thing with Jacob. They have this thing for being fair and yellow. If it's dark, a particular pastor said to me, said there's a speck that I'm looking for. I said, those specs, they are all in the UK. They are not here. And they will sink you. Because once they leave you, they split your property, give her 50. Even if the guy has never worked in her life, they will give her 50. I say in Nigeria, it's the wife that moves out of the house for the husband. In the UK, it is the husband that moves out. So let us stay here and be enjoying our life. Because if you go there, all this your noise, it's your neighbor that will call there and say, I think it's hot in her. It's hot in her. They'll come and pick you. You have not, nobody reported, though, just your neighbor, like, I don't know, some noise going down there, you know. I think this, so yeah. You just see them, you know, they tell them, 2 minutes, they're in front of you. Say, please, could you come with us? What's your name? Mr. Anderson, please come with us. You go and be explaining yourself at the station. But the girl will stay at home, eating cookies. You go and explain yourself. I try my best to tell myself that these things are not there. But I see it happen to even very matured Christians. Like that, my pastor friend in the U.S. that I shared the story last week, that had a 5-year battle with the U.S. immigration. He had foundational problem in his family. He could not even get married. That's how big the problem was. As anointed as he was, people loved him, but they didn't want to marry him. They loved his anointing. Huh? It's just like if you're asking me now, single about Brock Winger, why are you not married? What do you want me to tell you? Say, if you ask me, why I go ask? I want to marry. You know, when you see guys who are also struggling to be married, that's the day you will know that it's battle. It says, when a man is supposed to have leverage, when you see a man telling you, I'm even confused. You must understand the nature of what you are dealing with exactly. And when that thing is kept from you, it is not to start binding and losing. You have to settle down and dig deep into what exactly. Most of the roots that we are looking for are locked in history. The things you are looking for, the answers you are looking for, they are locked in history. Your parents took you somewhere and they gave you incisions. They marked certain parts of your body and they did it without your permission. Many of them were doing it to protect you. And now those things are the remote control where they monitor and know where you are. There's a particular black preacher. You know, I'm really beginning to like this black. There are some young black Americans who are operating deliverance. I was watching one of them a few days ago on Facebook. He does live deliverance on Facebook. So you, while it goes live, you will join in. You will join into the distance. And it will... You will see people, you will see able-bodied men and women like having a conversation, and he's talking to you. He's a prophet, but in the area of deliverance. A very young guy, he talks to you and says, okay, this is what you are dealing with. This is what you are dealing with. Can I pray with you now? Everybody's like watching life, and he rebukes the spirit from where he is. You will see the woman manifesting where it's life. Life, not like somebody you met on a live show. Both of you on video, you see the woman flexing muscles, talking with male voices. There's no distance in the spirit. You must understand roots. Roots, because one small root like this can hinder you. Do you know the root in the life of Moses? Do you know the root? Anger. People who stammer, they are usually very angry. Moses was a stammerer. And when God called him, God did not remove the stammering. That was supposed to make him dependent on God. He got angry and misbehaved. And the Lord said to him, what you have done is not anger. You dishonored me. Your ministry will not continue. It was the people he was praying for that put him in trouble. For those of you that like to put your hope in man, the people Moses interceded for that God should not destroy were the ones who pushed him till God rejected him. You have to learn how to pray for mercy. Father, I receive your mercy this morning. I ask for your mercy. I ask for your help. I ask for your covering. to make provision for my weaknesses. I ask for grace. You take your time to pray and ask for mercy. Because that product is only found in the throne room. You can't find mercy on the street. He says you must come before the throne of grace. That we may what? That we may find grace and obtain. So grace needs to be found. And the key to finding grace is knowledge. The scripture says, grace and peace be multiplied. Through what? The knowledge of Jesus. So when I'm in God's presence, how do I find grace? Through knowledge. If you listen to what I'm saying to you now, and you think you have heard it, you have not. You need to hear it like severally. It is when I have found grace that gives me the right posture before God. That makes me know that when I stand before God, I am not a prophet. I am either coming as a son or as a servant. That when I stand there, I am standing there not like, oh, somebody that has traveled out, somebody that has won many souls to Christ. I am standing only as one that has been washed in the blood of Jesus. That's the only right you have to be there. Not that you won a million souls. No. If it has to do with God's presence, you are only qualified when you are standing under the covering of the blood. That one is only answerable by knowledge. If not, you will stand before God and say, did I not do miracles before you? You don't understand. You have missed something. Did I not raise the dead? Sir, the dead you raised, was it your power? You can't stand before God and be saying you raised the dead. Did you raise the dead? You prayed and God raised the dead. How can you stand before God and say, in your name, Oga. The problem here is not the miracle. You have no relationship with God. You have no covenant with God. A lot of us are spiritually reckless because we don't understand this concept of grace and mercy. So we think that it is only mercy when you have sinned. No. When you look to something that you know that by all standards is beyond you, you ask for mercy. When you have prayed and fasted and done everything that you need to do, say, Lord, have mercy. While I was in Kenya, I don't know, maybe for those of you who have children, you notice this. The day you travel is when your children will fall sick. Who knows that vibe? You just travel. They'll call it ahead. They'll tell you that it's running temperature. Actually, these children don't know that we have our own life. My wife herself was so stressed, and she had to manage our son. When they told me over the phone, I said, okay, we just spoke. When I dropped the phone, I couldn't pray. I was in that hotel, I just said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. My son is in your hands. Lord, have mercy. There's nothing to bind. And I'm not a doctor. If I was at home, there's nothing I can do. My son is in your hands. Lord, have mercy. That can be one of your most powerful prayers this year. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy means after you've done everything you need to do, you are not even putting your hope in those fastings, those prayers. Father, please find me worthy of mercy on this matter. Because in spiritual warfare, there are moments you will get to and God will have to speak. And you will hear things like, I am the Lord. The kind of prayer the kind of utterance God gave when Moses saw his glory. I forgive the sins up to the third and fourth generation. I am rich in mercy. I will be merciful to whom I want to be merciful. That is a declaration from God's voice, from God's throne. The declaration of mercy. Because there are certain times you will be pressed on every side. The warfare becomes so intense. Nobody can tell you, sister, have you fasted? Madam, I've done 21 days. Nobody can tell you, are you praying? Or, sir, you know me. You can't be asking me if I've prayed. You know. You can't ask me if I'm really studying the Bible. Hey, yes, sir. I preach every day. You can't be telling. So when you look at all the things we normally tell people to do, when they come for counseling, you realize that that is not the thing. The only problem here is that the battle has gone beyond you. And the only weapon you have left is to invoke God's mercy. Please lift up your right hand and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Now, I want you to say it with faith. Say, Lord, have mercy upon my family, upon my life. Let mercy speak. Let the blood speak. The scripture says, in that same scripture, Psalms, go to verse 34. It teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my hands. Now, do you have that scripture? Who is speaking here? David said, it is the Lord that teaches him the principles and postures of warfare, so that that which is impossible, what are the impossible things? A bow of steel. Do you know what steel is? It's a very rock solid metal. Can be broken by human hands. That's not possible. That's what he's saying. It's not the issue of fighting. He's saying that in the place of fighting these battles, I am able to take territories. I'm able to do what, humanly speaking, I should not be able to do. Give me the next verse. But you see, you must understand where you are getting your principle of warfare from. You can't be saying, die, die, die. Yeah, you said die, die, die. But somewhere in your mind, you have your eyes on your cousin. So I was talking to someone at home, my family member, and I said, when you are saying, die, 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 what do you mean? And he said, I don't have anybody, but if you are the one that is standing against me. I burst into laughter. I said, no, be like that. I said, explain. Say, I don't have anything. I'm not saying anything bad should happen to anybody, but if you are the one, that arrow is coming for you. I was almost rolling. And I said, can you honestly declare that when you pray that prayer, you don't have your mind on somebody? Your office people. Somewhere in your mind, it is Iyayindidi. My mind did it. Iyasidi. Iyabarakat. Iyabilkis. All those people, somewhere in your mind, are the reasons why you're having this problem. So when you come to our church and I say, what are you waiting for? You enter the battle with your sword and you want to take down these enemies. If God peradventure answers this prayer the way those who prayed against you 5 years ago, you won't be here. Probably your big kids will be here, but you won't be here because you would have been taken out. Do you know how many people pray that Paul should die? This man killing everyone in the church, reducing our members. The way they prayed and Herod died. The way they prayed and Peter was delivered. Let us pray, this man will die. Who stole my destiny? Who is this stranger? That's a theme of a program. Every enemy of the church, every enemy arresting and killing our members, as you go, you will not return. They shout, amen. Then God calls Michael. Sorry, who are they talking? Who are they talking? I've not been around. What are they saying? Say, I spoil you, Saul. Oh, Saul, that boy is my messenger. He has killed all your children. You better do something. This, we need to move. They are praying. You know, when you pray, angels move. God said, this one will handle you. Don't answer them. God went to Damascus. Oga, why are you? We have allegation against you. Is it you will soon die, yo? See, tons and tons of prayer. The basket is full. How do you plead? Guilty or not? You will die, your mother. Fellow, I want to use you. Even after Paul became a Christian, they didn't believe. No. The prayer was specific. We knew what we asked God. If God, many of the prayers we prayed, it was in God's mercy that he did not answer. This scripture established the fact that spiritual battles are real. There are some of these battles you must overcome, not for your sake, but for the sake of your children. Or is it not all these children we are seeing now that can't pray? My son and my daughter walked up to me after the first service and said, "Oh, Daddy, I want 4 souls to Christ this morning." I said, "Eh?" You know, it sounded new in my ears. My son won 3. I said, "Wow." They said it was Uncle Dimeji. I said, I will pray for Uncle Dimeji. Please, this kind of spirit, be taking them. Because this generation, what they know is not all this. They don't know all these things. So my son asked me, "Say, Daddy, what do you even do as a pastor?" He asked me. I had to ask him, "What's your own? Did they pursue you from school? Did they say you didn't pay your school? Why are you asking me questions? When is that? If it's time for you to choose a career, do your own thing. But please, this is my own side. Leave me." So I just want to understand. I say, "Why? Do you have interest?" I say, "Yes." I say, "You can't have interest. Go and read your book. Okay, take Bible, Book of John. Go and finish. When you finish like 10 times, come back. Maybe by then you will know if you are still interested." I said, "Look at this guy asking me what I do." Spiritual warfare is real. If Satan realizes that you are so effective for God and he can't stop you, he will go to your family. You get to the mission field, they will call you like, "Your wife is sick." You will be praying for sick people, they will be getting healed. You will go home and sit over and say, "Pele, sorry, have you used your drugs? Should I get the other Panadol?" "Oh, that was not. Should I get Panadol extra?" Spiritual warfare is real. And to be a victor, you must be ruthless. You must be stubborn. Because there are certain battles that don't break if you don't insist. "He teacheth my hands to war." David didn't learn the art of warfare from going to military school. He learned it when he sat alone with God playing the guitar. These are a different set of rules. My time is up. I wanted to enter into dreams. Because I want to surprise some people who believe I cannot close early. I've changed. All my friends are Americans now. They don't preach for long. In Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. Now, this is just an introduction. So maybe either on Wednesday or next Sunday, I will go deep into this. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. Now, I believe you all understand that the church primarily is a prophetic church. There's something I need to tell you about dreams. And please, some of you have never heard this. But pay attention. In all the encounters you read of in the scripture, please pay attention. I will balance it. But hear what I'm about to say. In all the encounters where people had dreams in the scripture, which one did Satan initiate? Are you thinking? Did you hear what I said? I said all the people who had dreams in the Bible, which one was initiated by Satan? That you know, that you can think of now. Are you thinking now? Have you gotten any clear answer? Do you remember any clear case where it was Satan that came, like, the dream was for him, and he came to oppress, to do something. Which means the realm of dreams is in the prerogative of God. Every time there's an abuse, somebody open the door. Please pay attention. This is the only avenue I have seen where both unbelievers and believers play in that zone. Dreams. Some of you have parents who are not born again, but when they dream, it's exactly what they tell you. Some of you have friends who have dreams that are, you almost wonder if they are pastors, but they are not even saved. But they dream. They are good people, but they dream. Because even most of the revelations in the scripture were documented via dreams. Dream is an authentic, pure channel that God executes to speak to his children. So even when you saw yourself being pursued in a dream, it is not Satan. They are giving you an information. On a good day, you won't run. Now you see yourself running from battle. You need to go on a retreat. Quickly, quickly. It's not the crocodile you saw that you should focus on. Say, I saw a crocodile with seven heads. No, forget about that. On a good day, some of you know that if for any reason I have a dream and I see myself running from battle, I'm going on a retreat immediately. Because I've seen other scenarios and it didn't matter, I didn't shift. I stood my ground. So some of you may have that kind of pattern. So even if you saw a crocodile with seven heads, that's not the important. God is telling you now, your battery is getting low. Sometimes it is not the fact that you are not praying. It's just that reduce that Instagram. You see, those things are consuming your battery. Reduce this one to 20 minutes. Reduce this one to 5 minutes. For the next 3 days, no Instagram. You would now realize that the prayers you are praying is sufficient to even carry you through. Because you can't control what you see on that space. You may just be trying to lazy around and then you see something. You start looking for the comment section. For who is insulting whose father. And then you stay there and you are laughing. Your battery is going down. Some of you only go there for the comments. 300 comments and you will sit and you'll be reading like Bible. You know, we say this to someone and say, where is it in the Bible? May you not be tested. Have you ever chatted with somebody before and when you are done, you ask God for forgiveness? Okay, let me see. Who are the sincere people? You spoke to somebody or chatted, and after you know that you have sinned. Okay. You see, I have some people here. God bless you. The same thing. Those things either take energy or give. So you realize that, no, maybe for your level, 30 minutes prayer may be okay. But the things you are indulging in, they are 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. Their draining power is heavy. So when you now begin to have a dream and you see a crocodile with seven heads, that's not the issue. The issue is that, why on a good day will you run from battle? Now, Pastor, it's like, I'm getting weak. Oh. Not for you to say, Satan pursued me. No. The first person who has access to your dream gate is God. Come on now, are you here? A lot of battles are fought and won in the dream realm. Some of the things we thought we only experienced in Nigeria, in Africa, Americans are experiencing it now. Clear-cut warfare in the dream. They don't have a name for it again. Before then, you go to your psychiatrist or psychologist, they'll tell you this thing is called, they give one scientific name. Now, the things they are seeing, they have no name for it. Because the bridges, the walls are being made. The things that we experience that they say is because we are black, they are not having it. You have to be sensitive. The first person, I'm saying this because I want you to recover your dream world, your dream life from the devils you gave it to. Because there are people that the only time they dream is when they are being oppressed. Give me that scripture. I don't know this one. And he said, here now, if there be a prophet amongst you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in two things. Number one is what? A vision. And I will speak to him where? In a dream. These are the qualifications of a prophet. And dreams, experiences of dreams, one of them. In Joel 2:28, there are three items that were stated. He said, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, my sons and daughters to prophesy. They will, the young men will have visions, the old men will have dreams. These two seeing gifts, one utterance gift. That you have your dreams or you sit in a vision, it doesn't matter. The fact is that God has a direct channel to you. Do you know the highest? Okay. I want to. Do you know the highest level of dream operation? Let me tell you. It's when you tell yourself, I'm going to bed now and I'm going to dream and I'm going to have a conversation with God. That's the highest level. Not many people operate today. I'm talking about you being able to pray. And as you are praying, you know that you are going to bed now, God will speak. The same way you pray, and while you are praying, God ministers to you while you are praying. It's the same way you can develop in the dream world, in the dream realm. Your authority level rises such that even when you pray, you know that you are praying to a level, the answer is coming this night. Pastor, it's not in the Bible. Wait. They came for Daniel's head. Daniel said, give me one night. Are you still here? There was something Daniel knew. Just give me space to pray. Oh. You see that many of you will say you are praying and doing vigils. Why you having problems? That you are praying focusing on the devil. Say, I pray 7 hours. Farabale. This is not about the devil. There was a demand that without response, Daniel said we'll go off. Daniel said, okay, step back. Give me one night. Do you know that for a man to be able to make such claims, he has possessed the night. He has trained himself and possessed the night. He is not a stranger to the night again. Not that you pray overnight, you're not feeling special the next day. Oh, I wish somebody is hearing me. See, nobody will force you to go and pray at night. You will choose it. You drink it like water. If you know you are the kind of person that when you sleep, you sleep in the presence of God and wake up the next day. Before you go to bed, drink a gallon of water so that you have to wake up and go to the restroom. Because there are some of you, the Holy Spirit tried to wake you and you still did not wake. They kick you. You turn to the other side. Use the duvet. Cover yourself. Then it started to rain. Say, okay. See, you have to be smart. Apart from telling the Holy Spirit to wake you, you have to get a bottle of water. Don't take it around 8 p.m. Take it around 10, 11. You will wake up. And as you wake up, don't think. As you are going to restroom, don't think. Prayer started. Don't say, let me go, I will come back. No, if you come back, you are going to bed. You have to be ruthless. You have to be hard on yourself. The things that you are dealing with were planted in the night. So it was while men slept that the enemy came. Why didn't he come in the day? Because the day always reveals faces. But if it comes in the night, you will need revelation to know who came. You will need revelation to understand how they did it. How did you bypass security? How did you bypass the angels here? Oh. Some of you have prayed, you have fasted. I'm telling you, you will add VG to it. Not one day, like regularly. You'll be a VG machine. Friday, as you are leaving the office, you'll be excited. Because you are going to pray this night. Some of you, Friday is to go to the karaoke, waiting the caller. You want to go and sing and dance. And your destiny is at stake. You are going to sing. Satan and Jamaica gather, they start laughing at you. So I just want to make myself happy because I'm happy. Yeah. See this one that is supposed to be on 79 days. Say, because you're happy. We don't trade happiness here. We trade joy. You may be happy for the wrong reason. But joy comes when there's breakthrough. Don't let the devil cheat you. Because this, even though this realm was opened by God, for it to be a direct communication line between you and him, it can be hijacked. This scripture says that one of the ways the Lord speaks to us is through dreams. And it is something that is given to prophetic people. In Job chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. Quickly. Job chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. God speaks through dreams. Your dream is not for you to watch the remaining series you didn't conclude in a Shaolin temple. You now want to watch it at night. No. You must be able to pray. And when you are going to bed, you are saying to God, I'm open, come. Oh, did you hear me? You are saying to God, I'm open, I'm ready, come. We must master the dream realm. The church has not mastered it. We are only too happy when we have a dream. Daniel went into the spirit realm and went into somebody's mind, saw his dream, recorded it. This is your dream. Do you know the level of protocol that he had to bypass? Number one, God did not permit any man, including Satan, to read other people's mind. Do you see the power of prayer? Are you seeing the power of prayer? You are strong, but you don't know. You are strong, but you don't know. You have been cheated. Somebody lied to you. They are oppressing you. But it's not because you are weak. You are a seer. You are a dreamer. You are gifted in dreams. But because they have hidden who you are from you, they are now using your gift to oppress you. Some of you have had clear-cut dreams that were so vivid, like it happened exactly the way you saw it. It's not supposed to be one-off. It's not meant to be one-off. If you are talking about dreamers, you talk about Daniel. Talk about Joseph. The two Josephs in the Bible. If you don't master this realm, if you are under pressure, you will be having useless dreams. Anytime I have dreams and I see myself falling, jumping from one skyscraper like Spider-Man, or you know those kind of fall where you never land, you are just falling. It's as if the night, it's like the dream is repeating itself. Ah, too much film. No Netflix for the next 1 month. Bam. Use that 4,600. Go and buy messages. Buy worship music. Nobody in this house or none of your friends who come here and talk about the latest episode in Telemundo, Z World, all those things. Print something on Microsoft Word. Paste it on your door. Please, no discussion about movies, series, or whatever. Please respect, sign, management. I'm telling you, when I say you have to be ruthless, most of you didn't understand what I was saying. You will tell your friend, I beg, bros, as you come this time, we know they discuss football. You go pray. You go pray. Say, what happened? How many hours are you coming to spend? Say 1 hour. Okay, if you come, we'll pray for 40 minutes. Then we'll eat. What happened now? I beg, I go. I'll talk to you later. Now, you see, your destiny is at stake. Your friend may not realize that he has been sold. But you know you have been sold. You must recover yourself. Who do we know that is alive today as a believer? Who has mastered the dream? There's a particular man is named Paul Jackson. Is it John Paul Jackson? John Paul Jackson. Oh, that man seems to be very close to it. How somebody will pray and tell himself, I'm going to dream. I've never seen that kind of thing. Like, I've prayed. This matter going on in our office. As I'm going, God is going to speak. and you sleep, and God will bring the answer. It won't be, hey, maybe it's because I was thinking about, hey, we are past that level. We are past that level. That's for children. You dreamt about Kunle because you are thinking. See, if Kunle is not God's will, I can dream of you as a crocodile. It doesn't matter. See, say, you know, if you want to pray, don't think. I will think about you. I will think about, but believe me, you may be a crocodile in my dream. And I will be the hunter. So don't think you are special. If I told you I dream about you, say, hey, so you, are you going to say yes? I'm not saying yes, so, because I actually shot you. I'm trying to tell you that there can be a level of intentionality. You are, you know, if you don't know what you are growing towards, you won't be able to measure your progress. Before now, you only sleep, you dream anytime the Holy Spirit bring dream. I'm telling you, the two people responsible for your dream, you and God. God can decide to visit you, and God came to Joseph in the night. He sent an angel. You can also decide to say, let me pray. God will come. Are you with me now? The key to this is intentionality. Now that you know, you want to grow towards it. Don't allow anybody convince you that the devil came to give you a dream. The devil really doesn't have that power. He only exploits it. The devil does not have what it takes to initiate a dream for you, because you are a prince and he's a servant. Through knowledge, the just shall be delivered. Ask the Holy Spirit to train you. Ask the Holy Spirit, train me the way you train Jesus. That if I'm in a place, because that was my prayer this night, or overnight, like, God, okay, yes. This is just me, it doesn't have to be you. I said, yes, I know I've been privileged to see when angels come around. I said, can I do it deliberately? I said, because what is happening in the spirit realm is happening so fast. I don't know what is faster than gigabyte. I think there's something that is heavier than gigabyte. No, there's one that is meta. Peta. I'm hearing that one for the first time. Peta. Some of you don't know. P-E-T. P-E-T. I'll go and research that one. Is that weight or speed? What, is it size or data? So some of the kind of information that is flowing, the way they are not flowing at megabyte, they are flowing at petabyte. So if we both have a revelation for 5 minutes, but my own revelation is downloading at petabyte, even if it's 5 minutes, the weight is heavier, because I may have 20 years compressed in one file. You have megabyte, they may just give you something for 3 days. So you need to be intentional in the place of prayer to train your spirit to become strong and intentional. So that even when your eyes are open, if angels walking, you will see them. Not until you say, let peace come and sing now. Let's sing. When we sing, then we'll be spiritual. No. Your essence is now spirit. Your mindset is first spiritual. So you look at everything from a spiritual angle. You are not a human person trying to be spiritual. You have come to that place where you are basically spiritual. And that means that not only are you spiritual in your spirit, you are spiritual in your mind. You are spiritual in your disposition. You know that if anybody touches you by faith, virtue can flow without prayer. It is a disposition. It is a mindset. It is a posture that you are a living temple that Christ walks in every day. That it is a crime for people to say, come Lord Jesus, if you are standing there. If you are standing there, people shouldn't ask for God. It's a disposition. It's a stature in God. It's a stature. And once you enter it, there's no going back. You become a living priest. But we have to be intentional. We must possess the dream world. We must possess the gates of revelation. There is a gate called the gates of revelation. We must possess it. So that before things happen, we are always in the future. So when you start praying and you are saying, God, I want to be a prayer champion. These are the things that you will take to prayer. To recalibrate your inner form. Your spirit is on fire, but you are being sabotaged in the soul. With junks. Train yourself to pray while on a computer. Train yourself. It takes time, but you will get it. 2 hours on a computer. Your list may not even be moving, but you are not there. How are we going to do this thing? Say the Lord will supply. You are receiving revelation on even things that you are doing on your desk. Because you have entered into the realm called spirit. So when you touch somebody, you are touching them because these are the hands of Jesus. Because Jesus said, whosoever believes in me, my Father will make our home in him, our abode. So you are just a vessel. You are not limited. You are not restricted. The living power of Jesus Christ flows in you. The living raw power of Jesus now flows in you. And you are able to coordinate and control territories and realms at different places. Whether there are powers below the earth, whether there are powers on this earth, whether they are in the realms of dreams or in the realms of visions, or whether they are through witchcraft, spoken through words. You can say, peace, be still, and the warfare ends. The problem is that most times we are trying to be Jesus Christ in the flesh. No, it is Jesus that needs to possess this vessel. He needs to possess it. Then let him do the thing. Let the OS, the operating system, run. It has nothing to do with how much you have in your account. But if you can ask the Lord today, I'm open. Possess me. That's your prayer for 1 week. 3 hours, 4 hours. In tongues. Possess me. Let me be a living temple. Let me be that vessel that you can live with. That you can express yourself through. Let me become immune to the winds that are blowing. To the winds of weakness and oppression that are blowing. Let me become immune because you are living in me. Paul said, for the life that I now live, it's not mine. Say, but Christ that lives in me. So if Jesus needed to eat, or if you needed to eat, you are probably asking, can I share this food with Jesus? That's because the living power and energy of Christ is in you. That is how you know you can pray for somebody and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, be free. And that will be it. Most times when we do those 3 hours, 4 hours, because we are trying to be sure. We are not sure whether God will do it. So we want to exercise. But I'm talking about Kratos. Dominion power over everything. That was the same power in Romans chapter 1 that was used to raise Jesus from the dead. It was called Kratos. Dominion power over every life form. Over everything. That was the kind of power Jesus operated. Not just dunamis. Not just exousia. There's also use for us. But there's at that top, you have Kratos. Dominion power over everything. If he needs to walk on water, he will walk. If he needs to go into the cemetery to speak a word to a madman and set him free, he will do it. It was not like many of us who are only anointed to do certain things. Because we are anointed in part. But the moment you bring your soul to that place where you are just a vessel and the person living here is Christ, you unleash your full potential. It's like upgrading a software from a basic license to the highest level. Let God possess your soul so that you can master the realms and the gates of revelation. Many things are flowing before you, but you can't see them. You can't observe them. It seems as if God is saying something, but the meaning is hidden. You need to leave the dream alone. And then begin to pray to master the gates of revelation. Say, open the gates, the righteous gate, that the righteous may go in. The gates must be opened. If not, you will dance around it. But you will not be able to, you need to go in to master it. Paul said, a great and effectual door has been opened unto me. But there are many enemies. There are resistances. So that is why we pray to break through the resistance. Because any realm you attain to, you enter into the power of that realm. You are not praying for it again. You enter into the reality of that realm. And many of us are satisfied with small, small anointings. God says, no, I gave you my Holy Spirit. My best. I gave you my best. Don't be satisfied with all these small, small miracles. Let me possess you. Let me possess you. Let me show the world what I can do when my hand finds a babalola. Let me show the world what I can do when my hand finds a hagin. Let me show the world what I can do. The best. I feel so sad when we compare wisdom to people like Elon Musk. He's not saved. The Bible says the greatest of these ones, they are still lower than John. There is a wisdom that is from above. There is a wisdom that can only be taught by the Holy Ghost. Even in science. Do you want God to explain to you how we made this earth? That one is in Christ. I love that man, Elon Musk, but I do not, it's a conspiracy to make him a standard for Christians. Because a greater is here. A greater than Solomon is here. And I'm talking about you. David said, I went into the temple and I saw their end. I saw that they walked on slippery ground. How can I be using Elon Musk and Bill Gates as my mentor? If they are not saved, their money won't matter when they die. One of them is giving all his money away now. Because he's looking for peace. He's getting old now. He's looking for peace. Says he's doing charity. Charity. We are not philanthropists in the kingdom of God. We are Christians. We are givers. When Cornelius became a philanthropist, they had to send an angel to him. Oga. You are giving money and this thing to widows. Give your life to Christ. Those things are good, but you know record. Give your life to Christ so that it can have record. If you really meant to do it, why did you bring a camera? You went to an orphanage, brought camera. We are just here to celebrate our friends. How many days did you go there? How did they become your friends? You came one day, they are suddenly your friends. But we all know it's because you are going for senator. The spirit of Christ is a different spirit. Listen to me, where you are, they might have told you that you are not smart. Let Christ enter into your soul. These are the things you take to prayer. When people say, I can't pray, I don't look at them. It's because they have not seen this knowledge. You can be praying this thing for 3 weeks, 1 month. You are not, because when you find it, you will know. When that gate of revelation opens, you will know. Some of you were praying at night and then you got attacked. You couldn't pray again. Oh, who knows what I'm talking about? You are praying at night and you are making progress. All of a sudden, the energy, you are attacked. So now you will go back this week and recover. I say this week, you will go back and recover. You think you have known blessings, you've known prosperity. Enter this gate, the righteous gate, and see what will happen. Dominion power over everything. Say, Master, you are not paying tax. Say, Peter, go and look for a fish. Dominion power. Dominion power. His disciples were in danger. They stepped on water. Water became rock solid. What was he saying to water? I am your maker. Kasupra Tishaya. Stepped on it. And for you to know, he didn't keep it from you. He told Peter, come. As long as Peter looked at Jesus, he walked. As long as his eyes was not the blessings or the prosperity, but Jesus, he kept walking. Those who could not see Jesus, they stayed in the boat. Let us be safe. Let's be doing safe Christianity. Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those ones stayed in the boat. The one who wanted an encounter, say, if it is you, tell him, say, Kabalida Messiah, Reta Bakaza. The moment he heard the noise of the wind, of the sea, we are called to look unto Jesus. The author, the beginner, the one who wrote the script before you showed up. And the one who finished the books, and he finished well. He ended your story well. Oh, he ended your story well. Look, you may think God has abandoned you, but he ended your story well. Oh, you will not always be here, because the one who wrote your story ended it well. Says the author and the finisher. Oh, I want you to declare, he ended my story well. Oh, he ended my story well. For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy only one to seek corruption. For in your presence there is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand I have pleasures forevermore. That's my destiny. Pleasures forevermore. Don't let the devil threaten you again. He's too small. He's on suspension. You are going to walk out of here with a free spirit. Nothing shall be impossible to you again. Because now the gates are open and Christ is coming in. He's coming into your family. And no more premature death. No more emergencies. All these phone calls late in the night that you keep getting. Oh, something has just... Hey! No more. Except they are calling to tell you God has done it. Don't let your parents... Your mom is just... She's telling you, if I die now, these are the people... Hey! No more. We have passed from death to life. I'm talking about Christ consciousness. Let Christ possess your soul. Give him access. He will not come unless you tell him to. He is the one who holds the key to times and seasons. Once you allow him possess you at that level, you are not afraid what man can do to you again. And I'm not talking about a declaration of faith. I'm talking about we know. We know. Come on, we know that all things work together for God lovers. For God lovers. For those whose hearts are open. Not bench warmers. Not those who ratify lukewarmness. Today, you will recover your fire. Your spiritual fire, you will recover it. Your tongue will receive strength again. You will begin to possess the gates of the enemies. They say, oh, you can't pray. That's not you. That's not you. You will break the records. You will develop a strange appetite for the word of God. A very strange appetite. You will not be, the more you study, the more you will be going in. Say, if any man test, say, let him come. So the password is test. You've got to be tested. Rise on your feet. You've got to be tested. You are not permitted to come into anything except you have been ratified. You've been certified to be a testy person. Say, for blessed are those who hunger and test for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not those who ask, those who test. I want you to recover the gates of revelation right now. Begin to pray for yourself now and ask that you will recover the gates of revelation, the gates of dreams and visions, the gates of utterance and prophecy. Begin to pray that those things which are kept from you will be released, because you are going to possess the gates of revelation. Kalabaratakaba. Are you praying? Don't pray like an educated person. Pray like you've got some fire in your spirit. Karabadelebasuta. I recover the gates of revelation. I recover the gates of revelation. Open my eyes that I may see. Cause me to behold the gates of revelation, that I may walk in, so that which is hidden may be discovered.
that which is kept from me, I will find. Open my eyes, let me see. Open my ears, let me hear. Give me an understanding heart that I may know that which is given to me. Kalibakarata. Zopateka ina makata. Are you praying? Karebalibaduza. Open to me the gates of revelation, the gates of righteousness, that the righteous may go in. In the name of Jesus, you are going to cry to the Lord and say, Lord, today I open my soul to you. Lord, come in. I give you access to every chamber of my soul, to every dark corner of my body. I give you access. Possess this vessel. Possess this vessel in righteousness. Let there be no area of my life where you are not God. Let there be no area of my life where you are not King. Oh, Balegaga Badoza. I open to you the chambers of my soul. And I ask, oh God, that you will possess it. 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 Possess my mind, possess my emotions, possess my will, possess my subconscious, possess my unconscious, possess my imagination, possess my thoughts, possess every fiber of my being in the name of Jesus. Possess, oh God. Possess, oh God. I am tired of this level. I'm tired of this level. Take me to a rock that is higher than I. Take me to a new level that is higher than I. Are you praying? Are you praying or playing? Take me to the level that is higher than I. I don't want to stay at this level. I am tired of this level. I want to rise into new dimensions of the Spirit. I want to rise into new dimensions of the Holy Ghost. Take this vessel. Take this vessel. Possess it. Take this vessel. Take this vessel. Possess it. Take this vessel. Take this vessel. Possess it. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be tired. I refuse to be weak. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One more prayer point. You cry unto God. From today, let nothing stand between me and you. Let nothing stand between me and you. Let no altar rise between me and you. In the name of Jesus, I consecrate myself. From today, let there be nothing that stands between me and you. In the name of Jesus, I bring myself to the cross. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I take away every altar. I take away every idol. I take away every stone of offense. And in the name of Jesus, I am coming into a new place of refreshing. Let nothing stand between me and you. In the name of Jesus, possess every aspect of my life. And let there be nothing that stands between me and you. Let there be nothing that stands between me and you. Let the winds of revival begin to flow. Let the rivers of revival begin to flow. Let them begin to flow. Let there be an outbreak of joy. Let there be an outbreak of the Spirit over everyone, over every life, over every soul. Let there be an outbreak. Let there be a breakthrough in the Spirit. Recover your altar. Clear the ashes. Recover your altar. Clear the ashes. Recover your altar. Clear the ashes. Begin to rise in strength. 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 Begin to rise. You are not weak. You are not weaker. Begin to rise in strength. Look at these altars beaming with glory. Look at these altars beaming with fire. Look at these altars beaming with fresh fire. There is fire on this altar. There is fire on your altar. Oh my God, something is happening now. There is fire falling on altars. Rabalegaduzata. Something is happening now. Yadiga badukata. Oh my God. We receive. We receive. We receive. We receive. We receive. Shadala bada gada gada. Shabala gada 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 badasa. Shala gada basa tala da 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 da. Lord, let this flame become an inferno. Let this flame become an inferno. Let this flame become an inferno. Let this flame become a white fire. Let it engulf our spirits. Let it engulf our souls. Let every member of our family receive the same fire. Let there be fire everywhere. Let there be fire everywhere. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Drink of the fire. Be baptized in the fire. Shalala balakazakata labadana.